Our Deeper Understandings column is entitled Meeting the Challenge of Urban Unrest. It was written by Nelson Trout, who served as professor and director of Minority Ministry Studies at Trinity Lutheran Seminary in Columbus, Ohio, before being elected as the first African-American bishop in the U.S. Lutheranism in 1983. Nelson Trout died in 1996. This past summer, I visited Detroit, Newark, Chicago, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and New York. It was interesting to note the unique character which marked the problem in each place. For example, in Detroit, I found people more or less unwilling to talk about the riot that happened in 1967. In fact, they went about as if nothing had happened. At the site of much of the bombing, I found little children contentedly playing in the rubble. Adults walked by without as much turning ahead. As I traveled about the country, it appeared to me that the judgment of history is being executed in the streets of our cities. America is learning that you cannot violate God or neighbor with impunity. There's a biblical reference which says that if one sows to the wind, one will reap the whirlwind. There's another which says the fathers have eaten grapes and have put their children's teeth on edge. The formidableness of such an inexorable justice is the nature of the challenge facing America, and I'm fearful that we're not willing or ready to accept its decree. Every ghetto in America is a solemn sign of the cumulative yet deliberate sins of flesh against flesh, of sibling against sibling, of humanity against humanity, yes, of Americans against Americans. I thought as I walked through the streets of Detroit, Newark, and New York City, that surely the time must come when we would rise to the height of those ideals which brought this nation into being. You cannot look at the poverty of the urban poor and not remember that the God who gave us life also gave us liberty. To be consigned to the ghetto with hardly a chance to reprieve is a violation of human nature. Someone has compared humans to an oak tree. It's impossible to grow a mighty oak in a 2-gallon pail. Either the oak tree will be stunted and will eventually wither and die from lack of sustenance, or else its roots will burst through the limitations to find soil in which to grow and expand. The analogy is not exact, but it does rightly suggest that the seeking, searching, and inquiring spirit of humanity cannot be confined. It must be free if humans are to achieve the fullest of their possibilities as humans. Judge Wade McCree, who was an old Army buddy of mine, said that the cause for the rioting in Detroit was complex, but that the poor housing, ghettoed living, inadequate education, lack of progress in one's job, and debilitating and dehumanizing joblessness were the formal causes of the trouble. He went on to say that young people no longer have any respect for the law, for they find too little integrity in our institutions regarding the law. The federal government not accepted. Young people cite the fact that some of the greatest examples of law violations are to be found in the government itself. In an attempt to explain the turmoil which is ripping America apart, let us take a look at some of the hardcore problems. Let us look at joblessness. Let us look at the opportunity gap, the discrepancies between the opportunities of white and black communities. Let us look at another hardcore problem area. I speak now about education. The black has not made the kind of contributions to our culture that one would hope, because they have been cheated in their educational experience. When I suggested that the solution to our ever-increasing racial problem can be found in our ability to generate goodwill, I would not want such a suggestion to be discarded as the counsel of weakness. Granted, we do not normally think of such a quality of human experience as being the same league with our military power or our scientific resources, yet it is not to be discarded as utter sentimentality or some impotent form of effeminacy. I submit to you that human goodwill is the greatest power available to humanity. Our excellence in any other field of endeavor will finally be determined by our capacity to be civilly disposed toward each other. I would to God that our religious institutions, the church and the synagogue, would courageously release people for the kind of encounters which allow people to rise above the dust of the earth from which they were formed, to fulfill completely the image of God in which they are created.